WBAL News Radio 1090.
Oh, well, this will be a whole lot of fun. Buckle up for this. Pete Carinci, the NCAA Coach of the Year, fresh off a trip to the College Cup in the Final Four, in studio, and Keith Mills. Gentlemen, Coach Carinci, let's start with you, and a big congratulations from all of us. What a ride.
Well, Brett, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, and then especially being with you and this guy on my right, Keith Mills. It gets no better than this.
Millsy, how pumped are you for what the Retrievers did this year, that run, the way they did it? Yeah, they came up just short, but man, what a ride.
I feel good for, obviously, Pete and Anthony Adams and all the coaches over at UMBC. Feel good for Dr. Hrabowski, who I know is a big part of your life as well, and obviously the players. But also, and Pete, we've talked about this a lot, the Baltimore soccer community, which you have been a part of, oh my gosh, man, since you were playing youth soccer and then over at Calvert Hall for Coach Karpovich. But it is not that you needed to have the rest of the country really know what Baltimore soccer is all about, but this just kind of put the exclamation point on just how good it is and how tough the kids from Baltimore are. And man, and you let them into that kind of arena, and they really stepped it up.
Well, that was one of the things that we were really proud of, is the fact that we are a local team, basically. You know, we have kids obviously from all over the country, but, I mean, it was based, the players are based here in the Baltimore area. They all played with one other club. A lot of them played against one another in high school, and to just group together and then watch the Baltimore soccer community come together. You know, as Keith knows, we battled against one another for years, but when we have one of our teams representing, then everyone sticks together, and the whole community just really got behind. It was an amazing story to watch how everyone banded together, and obviously through social media you see a lot. But everyone just came together, and our support. I mean, you're talking about UCLA, Virginia. You're talking about the major schools that we played, and the crowd down in North Carolina was more UMBC fans than any one of the other.
Really?
Yes. And it's amazing, amazing feeling to watch all the people come down to support us, and I can't say enough about the crowd.
Of the moments leading up to the Final Four experience in the College Cup, what was the sweetest? Was it getting there? I mean, that moment in College Park with the big boys of Maryland and everything Sasha's done, to go there and come away with a victory with a big crowd and a big UMBC contingent, that had to be the moment.
That was obviously during this ride to win that game down there for all they've done. And I've got a lot of respect for Sasha and the whole, you know, everything Maryland is about. But, you know, when UMBC goes down there and they have a big contingent of fans, huge, and we win the game, it's almost, now we know we're going into the next round. But just to get that off of our, you know, can they get by the second round? And our players, you know, they're all from the state of Maryland. They know what University of Maryland's about. To win that game, it was huge. But I think the feeling of when we won at Creighton, to know that now we're going to the Final Four, because from day one, that was our goal, was to go to the Final Four, and our dream was to win a national championship. And we really had that tough mental outlook that we could do it, and we had that confidence all along. I mean, we had confidence. We had that quiet confidence that no matter who we played or where we played, we know we can get the job done. And to realize that we were going to the Final Four, I think we all just took a deep breath, and we were in Creighton, and we were, you know, we had like not that many fans, but just to realize that we were now going to a Final Four representing the area, and then coming back and to see the response from the community and who was going to come down to Cary, I think I remember that the most.
Oh, no, I'll second that. And there's one other moment I'm sure Pete will look back on. I know one thing. The award, I'll let you set the tone for this, Brett, and you make the announcement. But earlier today, Pete got a big award. And down the road, 5-10 years from now, that's something that your players will share, the school is going to share, the whole Baltimore community is going to share. That is a major, major thing.
Well, it's the 2014 National Division I Coach of the Year, and it's voted on by the Coaches Association of America. So your peers said you're the Coach of the Year in 2014.
Yeah, and I think that means more to me that fellow coaches, you know, we vote on that. And obviously when the guy called me, he said the response was, you know, it was tremendous for me to obviously to win it. And it says a lot that your peers will do it. But to me, it's more of a reflection of my players. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and you don't win National Coaches of the Year if you don't have quality players. But I think in any sport, you know, to be successful, you have to have the players. And if you don't, then, you know, people are going to look down and say they can't do it anyway.
Yeah, and again, you go back to your roots, Pete, and I'm going to take us back right now. A lot of people listening tonight know, some might not, that, you know, you went to Calvert Hall, went to the University of Baltimore, and I get the biggest kick out of telling this story that you played on a national championship Division II team at the University of Baltimore, and 90% of the guys were all from Baltimore, and your coach is now in the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame, Dick Adell, and he tells this story to this day that, you know what, I didn't know much about soccer, but I could organize, and all I did was let Petey and Charlie Myers and all those guys play, and they won the national championship. And that's what you do now. You coach, and you let your guys play. Hey, listen, you guide them. You tell them what you want, and they do it.
He used to always, Coach Adell used to always kid us. He said, if we win the national championship, I'm going to write a book. And you're going to write a book, and then the title is going to be How to Win a National Championship and Not Know the Sport. So when we won it, that day we won it, I said, well, I want two chapters.
Yeah, but he knew.
Oh, he knew how to coach. He knew coaching. He could coach any sport. I have so much respect for him, and he's a legend in this area. But he was the one guy that I've been around who could coach any sport, and he could get a group of guys and motivate them to play. And he's had a big impact on my life. And, you know, he stays in touch with me. He calls me once a week or emails me. And
how about that?
You know, emailed me last week, and I talked to him, and he's been behind us 100%. And he joked the other day, he said, you know, congratulations, you guys look like the best team on the field, and, you know, keep it up. And that means
That's cool.
To me. Yeah,
it means very cool. He played on a team that had Gino Panocchi. These are all local kids. Gino Panocchi, Charlie Myers, and the other team at that level nationally was Loyola College. I used to work for the News American, and the first college soccer game I ever covered was UB at Loyola. Jim Bullington was coaching Loyola, living legend. Loyola wins the national championship the next year with Nicky Mangione and all this. Kevin Healy was on that team. Wow.
And I walked out of there, and you and I have talked about this later, in awe of what I saw. There was about 6,000 people that are standing up, and every possession, it's like the Super Bowl. I'd never seen anything like it. It was an absolute battle, man.
We used to joke back then, it was really, you know, now you got players from all over, but it was basically all the players from Baltimore City, and there was a couple Baltimore County players, and they were like the foreigners.
That's really funny.
They were out of town.
Yeah, they were out of town.
But it was the story incredible. About Dick Adell, it reminds me of the old Lombardi story that they had in the documentary a couple years ago on HBO, that he never coached basketball before, but read a book about it, and they won the state championship in New Jersey based on a great coach just kind of picking up as he goes along. 410-467-WBAL, Pete Carringi's in studio with us, the head coach of those UMBC Retrievers who had such a wonderful season. Let's talk to Rob in Baltimore. Rob, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Pete, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's Heimbach, Rob Heimbach.
Wow. This is an old neighbor from Conklin Street. Two doors down.
Hey, we played at Pompeii when we were little midgets.
No, you were the little midget.
Yes, I was. How you doing, man? We're really proud of you, man. I was telling my girlfriend and then my son everything about everything that was going on with you and the soccer and everything, and they got a kick out of it when I told them you're going to be on the radio tonight, so I hope they're listening.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Rob. I haven't heard from you in a while, but Rob was one of the guys, grew up in the neighborhood. He was a runner. Everyone else was playing soccer. Robbie was running around.
No kidding.
He lived right across the street from Tommy's Lounge, so...
And Danny Nedloff said hi, too. He told me to throw a hi out to you. You know Danny, of course.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe I'll see you at the Sands. Maybe I'll see you at Richie's.
All right, thanks.
All right, Rob. Amazing thanks stuff. For calling. Oh, listen, man, if he were here, if he was on until midnight, this would be going on for the next 3 hours.
Well, we'll take it. Only in Baltimore does this work out
this
way.
Absolutely. Only does Rob from Conklin Street call.
You know, there are
Rob from Conklin Street.
Hey, Brett, there are two fraternities of sports in Baltimore that have this same kind of link. One is basketball, and the other is soccer. And the inner-city basketball fraternity is the only thing I've ever been around that that rivals the Baltimore soccer fraternity from back, oh my God, Pete, back in the late 50s all the way to now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A lot of the older men, you know, we were kids, they were all playing at the highest level and playing professionally, and we used to go over the lot, and they'd be telling us all the old stories, and we started telling the old stories to the Salenzas and the Carantas and all them, and it just carried over the tradition, just like the Dunbar basketball guys.
Absolutely.
Amazing Baltimore
it's
tale.
It's thick, man. Runs thick.
We're going to take a quick break. Pete Carringi in studio. We'll ask him what's next and after this great run in 24 years at UMBC. Keith Mills in the house. Jake Cottrell. We'll come back with more next.